You're listening to the Northern Soul Podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara, back with you again this week for more music and interviews. Well, what an exciting couple of music weeks it's been. What with the Brits? Prince's impromptu gigs in Manchester and London, which have had people thrown into absolute turmoil, and the Folk Awards, plus the amazing Six Music Festival, of course, which we've all been looking forward to so much. Tell you what, let me know if you went to any of the gigs at the festival. I'd love to hear what they were like. And I will have a bit of news in next week's podcast about something that I did at the Six Music Festival. So what about the Brits? What about Kate Moss dressing up in David Bowie's jumpsuit to collect his award? Bit random, wasn't it? Bit weird. But I tell you what, you don't hear Kate Moss speaking very often. And for me, I think that was the most interesting part of it. I was like, oh my goodness, Kate Moss, she's going to speak. I mean, she famously does no interviews. So it's very rare you hear her voice. And actually, it's like a little girl's voice, isn't it? I was always quite shocked whenever she opens her mouth in these rare occasions that she sort of sounds very whispery and, you know, not at all how you would expect, in fact. Anyway, that was, I suppose for me, that was the main attraction. I was like, oh my God, Kate Moss is going to speak. This is so weird. But I tell you what, Bowie, let's have a bit of Bowie, shall we? Since he won the Brit for Outstanding Contribution to Music, here he is with Heroes. And then after that, I'll tell you who we're interviewing today.
One day.
So I met up with a really talented young musician from Bolton, and we talked about the North. We talked about how great it is. We talked about the Bolton Wanderers. Interesting, since I'm not a massive football fan. We talked Radiohead, more of a fan, and we talked the Beatles, big fan. Here's James Holt.
Well, my grandmother had a really old piano, you know, like one of those really beaten up pianos. And when I was probably five or something, I used to just jump on that, quite literally stamp on it. And my mum kind of asked my nanny if we could move it to my house, and I started having piano lessons when I was about six.
And when did you find you had this sort of voice? Because it's one thing, isn't it, being able to play instruments and play the piano well, but to be a successful singer-songwriter, you've got to have that voice.
Yeah, I've only been really singing for about 2 or 3 years. Well, like singing sort of in public, like I wouldn't really call myself a singer, really. Like, I've always kind of loved just sitting with a guitar and just writing songs. I've always found it quite satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and I compose, like, different things. I've composed, like, jazz pieces, classical pieces. And, like, it's only been recently when I've been, like, playing in public and, you know, and, like, showing my songs to people. So that was only kind of a recent thing.
And you've had some really good feedback, obviously, because you've had bits on BBC Introducing. I know, yeah. Michelle Hussey's a big champion of yours, isn't she?
Well, actually, one of my friend's band, Sky Valley Mistress, they went on BBC in Lancashire. They're allowed to take, like, a piece of music what inspires them, but also a piece of music contemporary artists, like, who they know. And they took one of my pieces. Probably, like, a few weeks later, Michelle played another piece of mine on in Manchester, and that got played quite a few times.
And so you've had good. Tom Robinson as well.
Yeah, Tom Robinson the other week. Yeah.
Things seem as though they're hotting up then.
People around me say, yeah, it's looking good. Like, every song I write, I always try to make it better than the last one I wrote. And, like, when I write it, I always think, oh, this is the best song I've ever written. And then, like, I write another one, and that's the best song, you know. And it's just kind of constant. It's always changing, you know. It's kind of...
I think if it didn't, you'd have a problem, wouldn't you, though, really? Because any songwriter or musician that thinks that they know it all and that they've got their... Where is there for them to go?
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. And it's like something you need to sort of find, but you need to be constantly trying to find it. Some people, like write a song and they'll stay with that song for... like, years, you know, and I never really want to do that.
Because presumably your songs are sort of reflection of things happening in your life?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I think, like, everything's, like, quite autobiographical to an extent. But I think also songs have the sort of power for other people to sort of input their thought on it. So it's, like, not as much my song as it is everyone else's, you know. Like, everyone's been through the same thing as I have. I have not had a... different thing. They've all been there, so they know what it kind of feels like. I think that sort of thing people kind of like, you know.
People get different things from music, don't they, when they listen to it? Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
makes them feel different ways.
Well, they get different things, but they also get the same thing as well.
Absolutely. Now, talk me through some of the places that you've played, because obviously you are playing Night and Day in March.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good venue to play, isn't it? Are you sort of excited about it? Have you played Night and Day before?
Yeah, I was in a band and we played Night and Day before. Yeah, well, I think Night and Day is a great venue. But, I mean, there's not many great venues around Bolton, which I know of, compared to Manchester.
Dog. close call, cannonball ring in the local town hall. Maybe we'd hear the answer to our plea. You can stab me in a lava, but you'll never be in control. There ain't a lot of holes for me. Cutting board, hope I can pay my debt in back with stone. You can stab me in a lie, but you'll never be in control. There ain't a lot of hope for me. There ain't a lot of hope for me. There ain't a lot of dope for me. There ain't a lot of love for me. We'll be right back.
Well, I played you James Holt, who is this week's hot seat interviewee. Whatever Happened to John was the song there of his that I played you. And also, you will have heard another Manchester musician shortly after that, Shauna Mackin with Rita. Shauna's been gigging recently, and you can keep up to date with her and what's going on with her by visiting www.shaunamackin.com. She's definitely one to watch. She's got a fantastic voice, don't you think? So, more music news. Right, well, Jake Bugg and Manchester's own Johnny Marr duetted at London's Royal Albert Hall a couple of weeks ago. I've sung there, by the way. Yeah, when I was 9, I was in a choir and we won the Royal Choral, I think it was the Royal Choral Competition, National Choral Competition, and the prize was to sing there. It was very cool. Yeah, so I've sung there. So I've sung, essentially, in the same place that Jake Bugg and Johnny Marr have sung. And for someone who can't sing, that's quite a feat. Anyway, Mr. Bugg invited the former Smiths guitarist to perform with him during his gig, and the pair performed a take on the singer-songwriter's track Kingpin, which is from his second album. Now, I have such trouble saying this, Shangri-La. It's, oh my goodness me. Trying to say that is, honestly, it's like suddenly I lose all kind of ability to speak and sort of go into this kind of almost drunk, it's like I can't say it. I get sort of slightly stroke struck, if you know what I mean. Left side of my mouth goes down, start dribbling. Anyway, Jake Bugg has recently been giving songwriting tips to teenagers at the Albert Hall in a series of seminars. And so he's been sort of teaching 16 to 18 year old students how to play his song Broken. What a fabulous sort of opportunity for those 16 to 18 year olds being taught by Jake. Well, tell you what else, footage of Prince's playing Let's Go Crazy in Manchester this weekend, that's gone online. The little purple one, as I like to call him, played a 2.5 hour set at Manchester Academy on 2 Fridays ago, and he wowed fans with new material as well as a wealth of classic hits from his back catalogue. The gig came as part of Prince's whistle stop visit to the UK, which previously, I think it only involved the gigs in London, but there was a sort of bit of dissent in the ranks following Prince's visit up north, wasn't there, with fans taking to Twitter afterwards, and they were complaining because a second surprise performance was cancelled within hours of being announced. Only in Manchester. Didn't happen in London, did it? Yeah, that's why they were upset. And obviously, unlike the London dates of his Hit and Run tour, tickets for the gig were sold online in advance and they disappeared within seconds. So the remainder were made available on the door when it opened at 7:30 with some diehard fans queuing from 10 p.m. the day before to get in. Now, that was in London. So when the show began, the Academy announced a second gig with Prince's manager, Kieran Sharma. Also, he tweeted, "Hello, Manchester, guess what? You can now start a queue for the second show tonight." So that generated a further queue outside the venue, but that performance didn't happen. And the 150 fans that turned up were let in to see an encore that began with Let's Go Crazy, which Prince dedicated to the new people coming in, and culminated with Bambi. And they paid 35 quid instead of 70 quid. Not quite the second gig, though, is it? I think I'd have been a little bit narked if I was them. Anyway, didn't see it, don't care. Oh, yeah, I am a bit jealous, aren't I? Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on before I get really jealous and turn absolutely green. I tell you what, got a bit of Vance Joy for you. Recently gigged here. Let me know if you saw him and how good he is live, because recorded he sounds brilliant. You're listening to the Northern Soul podcast, by the way. For more on what's going on in the North, visit www.northernsoul.me.uk.
They told me, boy, look the other way. Told me, boy, bite your tongue. Yeah, that's not the way. Yeah, that's not the way. Oh, that's just not the way that friends behave. Oh, that's just not the way that friends behave. Line me up across the room. Two falling sparks, one willing fool, and I always knew that I will love you from afar. You told me, boy, look the other way. You told me, boy, hide those hands. Well, I've been living on the crumbs of your love, and I'm starving. It's just the way that we remain. Oh, that will be the way that we remain. Oh, no, 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 no. You love me. Across the room to fall in sparks, one will end fool, and I always knew that I would love you from afar. You light me up across the room to fall in sparks, one will end fool. Shouldn't come as a surprise what I'm feeling now. It shouldn't come as a surprise. She got a darling hazel eyes. It shouldn't come. Come as a surprise, but I'm feeling what I'm feeling.
Foles there. I'm Lucy McNamara. You're listening to the Northern Soul podcast. So I asked James Holt what influences his music, and this is what he told me.
I'd say my songwriting is probably most inspired by the Beatles. I probably listen to them quite obsessively. I don't listen to them that much now. I think it's just sort of something that's ingrained in me. But like recently I've been listening to Dylan a lot, and Nick Drake, some of the sort of folk people. And I've always listened to a lot of Radiohead. They're a great band.
So if I asked you to pick your three greatest songs of all time, I know it's not an easy one, but what would you say?
Well, there's gonna have to be a Beatles one there. So that would be A Day in the Life. A Day in the Life's good because you get McCartney and you get Lennon, because it's kind of two songs in one. I think the main thing is my vocal style. I mean, a lot of people say I sound like Lennon. A lot of people say I sound like myself. Songs. I really like House of Cards off the In Rainbows album. Yeah, it's just a really nice song.
Tell me the sort of things that you feel define the North and define Manchester for you.
The other day I got an email. The guy said, yeah, it sounds like Dylan, what you're doing. But it also sounds very Manchester as well. And like that kind of got me.
And what do you think? Yeah. What does that mean? Because that you hear that a lot. It's got a very Manchester sound. And as a musician in Manchester, what do you think they mean?
I don't know. Maybe vulgar. Because when you think Manchester, you think Oasis, you know, the Smiths, that sort of thing. Which like a lot of Manchester people don't like. It's like the Beatles with Liverpool. Like, I know a lot of Liverpoolian musicians who don't. It's not that they don't like the Beatles. It's just to kind of reject them as a sort of, you know, anchor where everyone kind of, you know, Liverpool Beatles, you know.
Especially if you're wanting to do something different from that, I think it could perhaps in some situations hold you back if, in that case.
I've got a song called If You've Ever Been Down Mossbank Way. I always play that first when I play a set because I use it as a sort of metaphor for something else. Like, if you've ever been down Mossbank Way, you'd know what it's like to do this or you know what it's like to feel or whatever, you know. It's near where I live. And people like it where I'm from because they know it, you know.
Because they can identify with it, I suppose. And if you were to go to, say, London, which you may well do in the future, what would you miss about the North, do you think?
I'm not really a fan of football, but I do, like, sort of follow my local team, Bolton. And I really like the Bolton fans because they're all... There's always a sense of irony, or there's always a sense of, like, you know, like, oh, God, we've lost again, you know. I think the sense of humour I'd miss. I don't know if they have the same sense of humour in London or... Yeah, Bolton's a strange place as well.
Oh,
Mo with Pilgrim there. Scandinavian person. Another Scandinavian band. So Anna Calvi and Suede, they've been added to the lineup for the Isle of Wight Festival. Bit of music news there. And the Isle of Wight Festival is going to be headlined by Kings of Leon, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Biffy Clyro. That's in June. Now, also added to that festival lineup are Anna Calvi, who I've just said, Tom Odell, Ella Eyre, The Pretty Reckless, Star Sailor. My goodness, Star Sailor. I remember seeing Star Sailor in Liverpool about... 12 years ago. He was absolutely brilliant. James Walsh, that is. Boy George, that'd be a good one. The Struts, Alison Moyet, Amber Run, In Spiral Carpets, good old Clint Boone there, and The Doors Alive. And there were other names, obviously, added to this festival lineup, and that was... They were told to us earlier this month. That was The Horrors, Deep Valley, The Stripes, Travis, loads more. Specials, I think, were one of those. Polyphonic Spree, they're another group that have been around for absolutely ages. It meant there's loads of them. They used to be this way, that they, like, about 20 people used to come on stage in, like, caftans. When I last saw them in Leeds, at Leeds Academy, I think it was. If they're still as good as they were, then definitely well worth a see. And then, of course, you've got the newbies like Chloe Howell and Neon Jungle. Swim Deep, they're pretty good. This makes me laugh, not being a massive N-Dubs fan. In addition, former N-Dubs man Dappy will appear, along with Lawson and the Vamps. Maybe have a look at what else is on different stages for that one. Anyway, the Isle of Wight Festival runs from 12th to the 15th of June in Seaclose Park. Brilliant. Well, here's the final instalment of James Holt.
Now, finally, what I want to ask you is where you want to go from here, where you see things happening in the next sort of year, 18 months. You said you're coming towards the end of your uni degree here at Salford University. Yeah. What will you do after that?
Well, I mean, like, in terms of my professional career, it's like I'm trying to sort of generate a wave in an ocean by, like, stamping my feet. And, like, what you need to do is you need to try and get other people to, like, sort of join you, and then you can sort of then, eventually you make... sort of wave which will just go on its own and it will go as far as it can.
How do you think you'll do that? I mean, in terms of in real terms, is it a case of using social media? Is it a case of emailing as many people playing gigs?
He's trying to get the right sort of... He's trying to just strategise on it. I mean, in terms of my musical sort of development, I'll just let that happen because it just seems to be going on all the time. Like, in terms of, like, my degree and that, I want to finish my degree, and then I was thinking about doing a master's as well, but, like, maybe part-time so I could do more gigs. Like, I'm trying to get as much advice as I can and see where I end up. Like, music of Miles Davis, the jazz, like, trumpet player and composer, his music really affects me in a way, and I think the piece which most affects me is it's from the Inner Silent Way album. It's called Inner Silent Way. And you just listen to it and it just puts you in a sort of chilled out, completely relaxed, you know. It's just, you know, and like every time I just put it on, and it seems to happen every time, that it just captures this, like, sort of feeling every time I listen to it, you know. And it's like very few songs or pieces which kind of have that effect, so that'll be my third choice.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones, 'cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong. Chasing visions of lucky ones, 'cause most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting pictures from the flood.
Six Music Festival, then let me know your highlights. Tweet me at Lucy_McNamara. And next week, I've got an interview with Hatcham Social at the Manchester Soup Kitchen. Great blokes and a fun interview. Got very serious at times. Almost a musical news night was how one of them described it. Listen out for that next week. Take good care, and I'll see you then.